Adius Perek Dalet Mishnah Yud Beis. This is a Mishnah that also appears in Masechtas Ahalos. In Masechtas Ahalos, before this Mishnah, the previous Mishnah had said a portico. This is a building with pillars and a ceiling. One side is a wall, but three sides are open. And this portico is split. There's a split in the ceiling that entirely divides it into two. In such a situation, if the Tamei Mace, the dead body, is on one side of the split, and Kalim are on the other side of the portico, on the other side of the split, they are Tahar. The split divides the two, and it's not one Ohel over both. So it's considered like two different Rishusim for this case of Tumah. If, however, he puts his leg or a reed or a piece of wood or something above the split, then he closed the gap between the two of them, then he has combined the Tumah, the whole portico becomes one Ohel, and then everything is going to become Tameh because it's all under one roof. If he put the reed or his leg or something on the ground under the split in the ceiling, then it doesn't bring the Tumah from one side to the other unless there is a gap of at least one tefach between the reed and the ground. Why is that? Because if he suspends some kind of pole or reed right under the split, then the reed becomes a new Ohel. And the ohel made by the reed is considered to extend upward and block the split in the ceiling. So this is complicated. But this is a situation where we have a split in the ceiling that makes two rishusin, and he closed the split, either by putting something on top of the split or by putting something under it that's not directly on the ground. The item under it that goes the length of the split is considered a new ohel as if it was adhering to the roof. So this Mishnah continues, Adam shehu nasan tachas hasedek. If there is a man lying on the floor under the split in the ceiling of the portico, Beishamai omrim eno mevias hatumah. Beishamai says, he doesn't cause the tumah that's on one side, the tamei mace, to pass over to the other side to affect the kelim. Since he's lying on the ground under the split, and there's not a tefach between him and the ground, he's not an ohel. He's just part of the ground, in a manner of speaking. But Beis Hillel says, Beis Hillel omrim adam chalul hu. A man halachically is considered to be hollow. A man's stomach is considered as if it was hollow halachically, even though there's intestines and stuff in it. It's like an open space. And the hatzad ha'elyon, the upper side of his body, is now a tefach from the ground with his empty stomach in between. That would be maybe a satumah. That brings the tumah from one side to the other. The belly of the person is considered to be a suspended reed that it extends upwards and blocks the split in the ceiling, and the whole thing becomes one ohel. So this kind of unusual situation is Beis Hillel being more machmir than Beis Shammai, where Beis Hillel is going to say that we consider him to be gluing the split together, and hopefully this all makes sense. Perek Hey Mishnah Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shisha Dvarim Mekulei Beis Shammai U'Mechumrei Beis Hillel. There are six matters in addition to the ones in the previous perek, where Beis Shammai is Mekil and Beis Hillel is Machmir. So Rabbi Yehuda brings six more items. They are, number one, Dam Nevelos, the blood of an Avela, an animal of a kosher species, which was not properly shechted, and it died. So the blood, the Dam Nevelos, according to Beis Shammai, Mitarin. Beis Shammai says if somebody touches that blood, it doesn't make him Tamei. But Beis Hillel Mitamin, Beis Hillel says it makes him Tamei. Touching the blood of an Avela causes Tumah. Now, according to the Gemara explains that this is only if there is a revius of blood, because this can congeal into a clump that is a kezias, and that would count as enough to make him Tameh. But it has to be a significant quantity of blood, even according to Beis Hillel, who's Machmir. The second case where Beis Shammai is making Beis Hillel is Machmir, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is Beitzas Hanavela, the egg of an animal. So you have a bird that was shechted, but it wasn't shechted properly, and we considered this fowl, this bird, to have died without being properly shechted, and they find an egg inside the body. So we say, Im yesh kayotze ba nimkeres bashuk, if there are other eggs like it that are sold in the market, meaning the egg that was found inside the bird has a hard shell like eggs that you would buy in the supermarket, then muteres. Then lav asura kidver Beis Shammai. If is like the eggs in the market, then it's permitted to be eaten. And if not, if the shell's not entirely hard, then it's usur, like all the rest of the bird that wasn't shechted properly. The egg is considered part of the bird, according to Beis Shammai, and this is makil in the sense where if the egg is hard, we consider it to be edible. Whereas, Beis Hillel osurim. Beis Hillel say, no, the egg is usur, whether it's hard-shelled or soft-shelled, whether it's like the eggs in the market or not. Umodim mevetzas terev, oshei hasurom, neshe yedelo be'isur. However, Beis Shammai would be modeh, would agree, that the egg inside a bird which was shechted but is examined and found to be a trefa, its lungs weren't good, it was going to die inevitably, then everybody agreed that the egg that grew in that bird is forbidden, no matter what consistency the shell is, because the egg grew under an isur, under a prohibition. While the bird was a trefa, the egg growing in it were also forbidden as well. The Gemara says because this is the egg was completed under a prohibition of trefa. Not necessarily for growing, but for completing, because a trefa hen actually can't lay eggs. Next, number three, dam nachris, vidam tahara shel mitzora'as. Number three, the blood of a female non-Jew, S, so her nida blood or other discharge from her private parts, or, number four, the dam tahara of a mitzoras, the blood of tahara of purification of mitzoras, that during the clean period after she gives birth to a child, 33 days after giving birth to a son, 66 days after the 14 days of giving birth to a daughter, so it's a total of 40 for a son or 80 for a daughter, Beis Shammai mitaharin. Beis Shammai consider it to be tahar, because Beis Shammai says, min ha-Torah, a goyish woman does not convey tumah, whether she's a Zava, whether she's a Nida, it doesn't matter. And they say that in the case of this Mitzray Ras, the same thing. Ubeis Hillel Omrim, but Beis Hillel say, on the other hand, Kiruka Uchememe Ragleha. When it comes to the blood of a non-Jewish woman, then like all the other bodily fluids, like her spit or her urine, they would be transmitting tumah as well. When it came to a non-Jewish woman, they said that spittle and urine and blood convey tumah, only if it's all still liquid, but not if it's dry. When it comes to the blood of purification of Mitzray Ras, Beis Shammai says that the law of Mitzray Ras is like a woman who gave birth, and during her clean period, if she sees blood, it doesn't make her tumah. Whereas Beis Hillel say, like a Mitzray Ras, and like a woman who is in this period, her spittle, her urine also make tumah in this case as well. So once again, Beis Hillel is machmir and Beis Shammai is mekil. Ochlin perishavias betova v'shalo betova k'divrei Beis Shammai. Number five, Beis Shammai holds you eat the fruit of Shemitah with thanks or without thanks, meaning it's hefker and anybody may pick it. And so you can thank the person from whose tree you took the fruit. But you could also walk into his field during Shemitah and not thank him for taking the fruit. Whereas Beis Hillel says, Beis Hillel Aram Eim Ochlem Ela Betova. Beis Hillel says, you can't take fruit unless you say thank you to the owner of the field. Because we want to make sure that the way you act in Shemitah is the way you'll act the other 6 years. And you'll always say thanks because you have to go in with his knowledge to take fruit. And you have to get Rishus to do it. Otherwise, when it comes to the other 6 years, you would be stealing his fruit. And so you can't do such a thing. So you have to express your thanks. Finally, number six case where Beis Shammai is Mekel, Beis Hillel is Machmir. In this version by Rabbi Yehuda. Hachemes. A leather flask which held water or other liquids. Beis Shammai omrim tzrura omedes. Beis Shammai say it's tied up, and if it becomes perforated, if it gets a hole, it will not become tameh until the hole is tied up so tightly that even when you untie the knot later, the leather stopped it up permanently. Then you could use the flask in a free way. Because by tying this knot and having the leather kind of squish itself together again, it becomes a whole flask. Whereas Beis Hillel Omrim, Afal Bisha Einot Tzurua, Beis Hillel say, if the hole is not tied, so the leather in the area did not seal up the hole to restore the flask to its original condition, and if you leave it kind of sealed, you can use the flask to hold liquids out before, it can become tame. So the question is it still a keli to be mekabel tumah or not? Beis Shammai says that it's not, and it's not mekabel tumah. Beis Hillel says it is still Mekabel Tumah because on a practical level, you can still use it.